Yesterday, Libyan government spokesman Musa Ibrahim announced that Colonel Gaddafi's 29-year-old son, along with three of Gaddafi's grandchildren, had been killed in a NATO airstrike in Tripoli.
Saif al-Arab Muammar al-Gaddafi, who is the youngest of the leader's children, was attacked.
It didn't take long for critics of the Libyan intervention to make themselves heard. Russia is accusing NATO of deliberately targeting Gaddafi's family. Saif al-Arab Gaddafi was one of the Libyan leader's lesser-known sons. He was a student in Munich, Germany, and kept a low profile. Dr. Sally Totman is a senior lecturer in Middle East Studies at Deakin University.
It does bring out people's, you know, empathy when you lose your son and your grandchildren in something like this. And it also shows, I guess, that he is suffering as well. But it also is, I guess, trying to prove the point that perhaps NATO is attacking him personally and trying to, you know, assassinate him.
NATO Commander of Operations in Libya, Charles Bouchard, defended the attack, saying the building was a legitimate target and a known military installation, despite the fact it was in a residential area. Professor Amin Saikal, director of the Center for the Middle East at the ANU, says the UN resolution invoked by the Western forces to intervene is so vague that it's difficult to tell whether or not the attacks constitute a breach.
Gaddafi will exploit this event as much as possible to make it clear that NATO is going well beyond the United Nations Security Council resolution, targeting not only Gaddafi but also members of his family.
Has NATO gone beyond its UN mandate to protect civilians with this attack?
Well, the UN Security Resolution is somewhat quite open-ended. I mean, it says that they can use whatever means required to protect the Libyan civilians. But of course, that is not really the interpretation that, for example, the Russians have attached to it. But the British Prime Minister has come out and he said, no, whatever we have been doing have been in conformity with the UN resolution.
And the NATO commander said that individuals aren't targeted as part of the operations in Libya. But it is hard to argue that when this appears to be an attack on a home where there are young children.
Well, at the same time, the NATO spokesperson has claimed that we are only targeting command and control centers of Gaddafi. And as far as they were concerned, this house was functioning as part of the Gaddafi system of command and control. And therefore, it was, as far as NATO is concerned, was a legitimate target.
Dr. Totman says she wouldn't be surprised if more countries start to question the motives behind the Western alliance in Libya.
I think that, you know, protecting people is very different from actually then, you know, NATO actually killing civilians, whether it be accidental or on purpose. You know, and once, you know, NATO sort of starts engaging in that, they're on a slippery slope morally, I think.
Do you think that there's a chance that this, the death of Gaddafi's son and also the three children, might undermine the argument for the responsibility to protect as a justification to intervene in future conflicts as well?
Possibly, and I think that, you know, what's going on in Syria is, you know, important to watch because, you know, there's a lot of civilians being killed in the government crackdown at the moment, and sort of NATO and the UN aren't really interested in intervening there as such. Perhaps it's because of the, you know, bad taste of the experience that they're having in Libya at the moment. We've got to, I guess, be careful of, you know, double standards. But it's very difficult to say that you're trying to protect people when you're actually bombing their house.